A team of scientists says it has uncovered one of the reasons why attempts to clone an animal usually fail. The problem has to do with getting long silent genes to start working again. The new results show that scientists are making progress in understanding why cloning fails, but they also show how far scientists are from figuring out why cloning works on the occasions that it does. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Even though every cell in our bodies has a complete set of all the genes we need to survive, many of those genes are switched off. For example, a skin cell no longer needs the genes to make a kidney, so the kidney genes are switched off. But in cloning, you take the genetic material from a skin cell and place it into an egg from which the genetic material has been removed. The genes from the adult skin cell now have to take on some long-forgotten roles in order to give rise to a viable embryo. Writing in the journal Genes and Development, John McLaughlin and his colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania describe one of those genes called OCT4. They knew OCT4 was supposed to be off in adult cells and on in embryonic cells. Perhaps OCT4 wasn't turning on properly in cloned embryos. But McLaughlin found OCT4 was turning on in about 80% of the cloned mouse embryos he was studying.
That didn't seem terribly shocking compared to the 100%, and it certainly didn't explain why basically 99% of clones fail.
So then, the researchers looked to see whether OCT4 was turned on in specific cells in the developing embryo.
If we look very closely in our study, we actually looked at the embryo itself and looked where the gene was on in the embryo. We could see that, in fact, it wasn't always on in the right cell.
And that subtle problem, that slight mistake in switching on OCT4 in the proper place, was enough to end the embryo's chance of surviving to birth. Now, this new research focused on only one gene. Rudolf Janisch studies cloning at the Whitehead Institute in Cambridge.
I think there are hundreds of genes which probably have to be correctly expressed at this early stage of development to make the embryo survive in utero.
Janisch says understanding how these genes manage to take on new functions is key to understanding cloning.
We have to distinguish the genes which are absolutely essential for the early development of the embryo. OCT4 is one of those, I believe. And those which are not essential, but they're really important for having a normal organism later.
Janisch says it's a lot to expect genes from an adult cell to start behaving like they did in the early embryo.
And this, of course, fails most of the time, and it's amazing that it works sometimes at least partially. So you will get a clone which survives to birth and beyond. But I think that's very unlikely you get a totally normal clone. I think they probably don't exist even. There's subtle abnormalities in any clone. You just have to look carefully or wait.
Eventually, Janisch believes, if you wait long enough, you'll find all cloned animals will exhibit some kind of abnormality. Ray Page is more optimistic about cloning than Janisch. He's a researcher with Advanced Cell Technology, a company that's trying to develop cloning. Page is not convinced the problems scientists are seeing in mice will apply to other species.
Mice aren't cows. Mice aren't pigs. So it's hard to say whether it's anything cloning per se or whether it's something that's going on there and maybe different systems and different reagents and materials and things that different labs are using.
But until researchers can figure out what's going on in mice and cows and pigs, most are reluctant to try experimenting with cloning on humans. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.